All right, Otto, track championship number 7. Before we get to that, how many times do you get passed for the lead in a feature?
Once today.
Once today, but is that very often, is it?
No, it's not very often, and I'm not making any excuses. He's going good. Danzer's, they got a nice, real good car, and he's coming along good. But, I mean, today for us was about the point deal, and it wasn't about just winning that race. We wanted to. I'm not saying we didn't want it, but, you know, we were conservative on our setup in the car. I wasn't conservative on driving it, and then, you know, he got the lead by, I guess stuck behind a lapper, and then it seemed like every time we'd come up on a lapper, he had the flag. They'd give the lap car the flag for him, and he could roll, and then they'd come across the nose of my car, and once you're lapped down, it would seem to me, I've been lap car many, many times. You know, once you get lapped, you just still run your race, but leave an outer lane, and they just don't do it, you know? So every time I could get a run on him, they'd close that lane and I'd lose all my momentum. But, you know, I mean, what is I going to do at that point? He was pretty good, you know, and our car the last 25 laps got wicked tight, and I had a feeling it was going to. So, in the end, that's, you know, we were after the important thing, and that's the championship.
A little bit different. In the Classic, you knew those cars were behind you, and they didn't actually end up catching up to you. This time, the 52 did, and maybe that was a little bit what you were afraid, because you know the potential of those cars.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had somebody show me the sign today, but I wasn't really paying attention until it was almost a little bit too late. But I also knew before the feature today, I told these guys, I go, it's going to get way too tight at the end, especially with the mods being here. It was a green track after the rain and stuff. But, I mean, I didn't want to roll the dice and have the car be too free and be sideways, especially if we had to get into a battle with a 50 car.
7th track championship. Other than a number, does that mean anything to you?
I don't know. You know, it's all cool and stuff, but I think everybody else makes a bigger deal out of it than us. It's neat when you go home and you think about it and stuff, but, you know, just come to race, you know. Just come to race, and all the guys are fantastic, and at this point, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, and it's just hard when you got such a great group of guys. I just don't know what we're going to do.
The track championship, often guys say it is more of a testament to the team than the actual driver, because they're the ones who put you through the consistency week after week.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not about me. This isn't about John the coach, or this isn't about Otto Sitterly. This is about the coach of racing and every one of the guys, and, you know, my wife and my kids, and it's about everybody that comes and does anything, you know, to help the team progress. So, I mean, it's definitely not a one-man operation.
And finally, do you have to thank your 7th track championship and your 2nd place run today?
Nick Coach for racing.